welcome to the With the Will podcast. We're here to entertain, form a bit while talking about Digimon. I'm Mark. I run With the Will and produce Digimon on Blu-ray.
I'm DevQ, and I absolutely hate working in retail. Please save me.
I'm AR Pulver. Welcome to Flavor Country.
I think the funniest thing isn't that AR is here, but technically speaking, you've been here for half of the last six episodes.
What?
Because you were here for 250.
Yeah, I was here for 250.
Then you were here for the Digimon Con episode, and now you're here again.
I had things to say.
Okay, that's seven episodes, not six, but you've been here for basically half of the last couple months of shows. Completely coincidentally,
we just had that many drinks.
The good news is the drinks in this one cover three different series, so if they have any more this year, I'm out.
No, that's the amazing thing is the drink lineup is funnier than we expected, and that's great.
I do have thoughts on the drinks, unfortunately.
Now, before we start, it's time for more video card adventures. Because even last time, Dev was like, yeah, you got a video card, you do video work, it makes perfect sense you would get a new one before tariffs and other stuff potentially hit. So yes. I did my work, and then I had time off, and, testing the video card, playing apps, everything works perfectly. Then I get sent something, and I'm like, okay, I'll check this. Weird. Why is everything wrong? Oh, the fields must be set wrong. I'll check, and then I'll let them know. I swap the fields. Nothing gets fixed. Because interlaced video, you actually have to tell it which set of fields goes first. And that's normally programmed into the video. It doesn't work. Then I realize in any player that uses hardware deinterlacing from the video card, it won't deinterlace properly. It's like, okay, I should reinstall the drivers. That doesn't work. I should wipe the drivers in every setting with wipe tools. That doesn't work. I should use old drivers. That doesn't work. So finally, I'm able to get NVIDIA's attention. They ask me the, normal questions. And finally, it's like, software interlacing works, is what they then tell me at one point. It's like, yeah, that's great. That's not helpful because a lot of programs won't let you turn it off. Then a driver update shows up and it fixes it. It's like, oh, good. They never had it working on the new cards at all, and now they do. And there's already problems with the new driver, but they're fine for me.
Meanwhile, this weekend, someone was asking if anyone had a USB drive. I happen to have an old one in my laptop case, lent it to them in order to resuscitate a laptop, and ended up frying it permanently.
the laptop or the drive, or both?
I haven't checked the drive yet, and I don't care, but the laptop, definitely.
Ah, that's a shame.
Damn. Yeah.
It's funny, though, because it was a branded USB drive from a convention that imploded after I left.
Oh, that.
That's funny.
Yeah, I love it.
So you had to curse someone by giving them the card, the stick.
Yep. If anyone asks, it's Geekon's fault that that laptop.
A bluey.
Yep, it's Geekons from Jeff Nimoy's movies. It's that convention's fault that that laptop died.
Rest in pieces.
Literally, in this case. Okay, moving on from computer blowing up. Technically, Dev's computer stuff is we've started looking for parts for her for a new computer.
Oh, today I bought a discarded Chromebook from a local school for $20 today.
How terrifying of a shape is that in?
I have no idea. We haven't turned it on yet.
If it gets updates, that's well worth it, honestly.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I mean, wanted a laptop for just video calls and con work, and was like, well,
I stand by my statement.
Yeah, we'll see.
So moving on.
Technology hates us all.
Liberator. Now, since AR... I don't believe you read anything in between. You read the exact one that we're going to talk about. Is that correct?
Correct. This is the first one I read and went, nope.
So there's actually a reasonable explanation for that. As far as we know, this is the beginning of year two. And if Liberator ended, the last chapter before this would have been the last one.
Oh, no.
So, the very end of that was, oh, no, Cool Boy has vanished. What happened to him? And this one, rather than adding any mystery to it, it just immediately shows us, oh, he got sucked into another place.
He got dot hacked.
Basically, yes. And it's funnier because that was mentioned as in the novel, him having been to other game worlds before, referencing most people. We've brought this up before. Most people think Cool Boy's from Digimon Chronicle, and he sort of isn't. He was in one of the guidebooks that Chronicle characters appeared in, but not in the comic itself. He was
so
in.
So he got Rio'd.
Sort of. He was in He was in the guidebook as someone showing them how the card game worked for the old card game. As in, like, he got sucked into a digital space and then showed those characters how to play the card game. Here, in the past, they've referenced that he's done this before. In other
like
words,
he's a tutorial
in other
NPC.
Words, Liberator.
Voluntarily, or is this like a, is this a stuck quantum leaping
both.
Kind of thing?
Both.
Or is this like bopping
both.
Across along dimensions like Rena?
Both. As I recall, he was going to do something on purpose and seemingly he can't get back now. So.
And all he has is an AI, is a hologram named Sam.
Hey, you could argue that he has John Rhys Davies playing a professor. Because who doesn't love a good timely Sliders reference? Yeah, so here we also get the obligatory, oh, there's a small time skip because everyone else has different clothes. Yao has a full haircut. They flash back to her being a fucking weirdo gremlin, which was an interesting...
Going full Futaba there.
Yeah. I'm confused on Omegamon, though, because I thought Omegamon X was his Omegamon.
I also thought, but then... Omegamon's there?
No, but then I went, okay, it's yeah. a. Then I went, okay, this must be a generic normal Omegamon. And then he starts referencing Cool Boy. And it's like, wait, no, this is his. It's like, I don't know.
I will never ask questions regarding Omegamon. I just take it for what I like. It's there. I'm fine with it.
No, I am too. But like, it's weird that like the moment of cool for him was being Omegamon X, and now it's not clear that he is. And we also get to see Amethyst City, the Sky Spire Corridor. Now, I have a weird question, Dev.
Veniger Schmidt.
Have we seen this in the comic?
I thought we did, but apparently maybe not.
It's one of those
chasing someone through one of the cities.
Okay, maybe yes, because they show this since, like, normally they do it when there's, like, a big focus on that zone. And I'm like, I don't remember big city zone, or at least like uniquely neon purple city zone. Someone will have to correct me on that because
I
honestly
just generic ass city.
Okay, that makes sense. And then, God bless them, they're still not adding subtitles to Terrymon Assistant Lab, and that is after they did promotion for it in subtitles after Digimon Con.
Father,
so
watching it.
But they even did a let's look at Digimon Con and everything that was announced, and they had Chika Sakamoto's Agumon, they had the they clearly recorded it the same day, but like they had everyone from Digimon Con there. It's like they didn't subtitle it. They also weirdly had done it like 60 frames per second, then deinterlaced it weird to 30. So like all the screen caps of Terrymon look kind of fucked up. Because, like, it does not deinterlace correctly, and they deinterlaced it themselves. So it looks wonky and weird. Then Terrymon goes over the new Star Dex and Booster set. And then they put up the full episode of his match with Hideyoshi. It is weird that he came back still. I'm not complaining that he came back, but it means at this point, he technically has the longest on-camera association with the brand, I think.
That's hilarious.
Because... That means around now, actually, with maybe a year break in the middle, he's appeared on a regular basis on camera for Digimon for half a decade. That is strange.
You can't get rid of him. He just, like, lives in the office somewhere.
Well, that's the thing. I thought they were, like, Bandai, like, card game staff. Him and, what was the guy's name? Was it Cody?
That sounds about right.
I thought they were staff that got, like, pulled in to do, like, promotional stuff. Because, like, some of the people are clearly comedians or idols or host people. I thought, think those two were actually card people. So him coming back may just mean he came back to Bandai. And then, Time Stranger stuff. So, okay, so first up, Shinjuku we already saw, and they don't actually show us anything exciting for it, to be honest. In fact... The screenshot on the tweet, if you told me that was from Cyber Sleuth, I would believe you.
That does look really Cyber Sleuthy.
Mojiamon, they showed. Mojiamon is one of the first models that I saw a lot of people seem not to like, that the texture looks a bit off on him. I actually think it looks like a Mojiamon, to be honest.
Yeah, it's weirdly, like, over-detailed in a weird way.
I think the word I saw a lot of people use was kind of action figure-y.
It's like a 3D model, like you put in a D&D, like he's a D&D person you put in. It's like, okay, guys, you're going to be either fighting or wooing Mojiamon today.
Then we
roll
get
for initiative.
Then we get Belphamon Rage Mode, who I don't have anything to say about him because it's just Belphamon Rage Mode. It's exactly what I would expect for him. It looks good.
Belphamon Rage Mode is the less interesting mode.
Yes. And then, bless them for only showing art. It's Marukamon. I feel like Marukamon would be more exciting if they had not already told us the Iliad Olympus 12 stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
not that he was already in a bunch of other shit already.
Does the existence of Rage Mode mean that we can have, as on our team, Belphamon Sleep Mode? Because
If sleep mode is not in the game, I would honestly be surprised.
I just like, won't get it.
Parrotmon, which that is a weirdly dynamic video to show off for Parrotmon. There's only one bad part of that video. When he flies in and they put the wings right up against the camera, those textures do not hold up to that kind of scrutiny. Parrotmon looks solid in most of that clip, up until they shove him up against the camera. Once they do that, you go, oh, that does not look good. Like,
yeah.
That they need to avoid. And then the one that I think people seem the most excited about were the Bearmon brothers.
Well, yeah.
The most exciting part is it actually looks, I don't think it's different models. I think it's different, slightly different colors and shading. But man, I will say this.
Angry eyebrow.
The theme is very cliche, as are all the guesses, which are one of them's going to end up being someone like Marismon, one of them's going to end up being a prick. Gee, and here's the thing. It's a coin flip, which is going to be the hero and which is going to be the asshole. Because you can make an argument for either setup.
I mean, I don't know, not for me. I was just watching a Mother 3 retrospective the other day, so I'm locked in on which one's which for me.
But I actually really like the renders and texturing for these guys. In fact, if that shading was in the game on other characters, I would be complaining about the shading a lot less. Because the shadow stuff we see in the game footage does not look like this.
I think it'd be really funny if the timid one wore his hat forwards.
Yeah, it would be. I agree that it would be, like, if you're not going to do the hat, like, at least change something so it's not just, this might just be shadows. And then V-Jump became less exciting once we got the formal Bearmon Brothers preview, because the Bearmon Brothers were the only thing there we hadn't seen. And
now we have.
I don't remember if this came up any times you've been on AR. This is actually the first time Time Strangers has been in V-Jump.
Oh, interesting.
Probably because it probably wasn't supposed to be in the state of play originally. And then they certainly, the next month, since nothing was there right before Digimon Con, it definitely suggests they were planning to show it at Digimon Con and didn't have anything to show to V-Jump.
And yeah, because you weren't one that being spoiled before. Yeah, the...
And this spread very much feels a we're announcing it type thing. So I really wonder if it was going to be announced at Digimon Con, they got an extra slot for State of Play and they just went, fuck it, and showed it there. And then all the previews we've got the last few weeks was basically to catch up to what V-Jump was going to show. And then, well, plenty more for Time Stranger, hopefully soon. And then they showed off Digimon Con before Volume 4, which is out next week, if my dates are correct. Next week.
The fuck is time?
The various stories end. Digimon Get Back will be there as a one-shot. And I still can't 100% tell if they're acting like this is the end or if this is just the end for what's there now. It feels like it has to be the end, though, when you're going to have Liberator, you're going to have Beat Break. So we'll see.
a year hiatus for it.
Yeah, I've really liked everything we've seen from Digimon Comic, though, honestly. It's been really good.
Cool, it's well-received.
You know what?
More downtime.
So I didn't realize this, probably because the quality was so bad from the stream. I did not realize Dynasmon had a lollipop in his mouth.
That's awesome.
But, like, we've seen the cover, but it was so blurry, I kind of, like, didn't fully mentally focus on it, and I did not notice that. Also, can we give credit to, like, the attempt to fit in all the Royal Knights to that shot? Like, you don't even notice some of them are there originally. Like, do you know how many times I looked at this and I didn't notice Magnemon's there? And, in fact, has a rather prominent position.
Like,
he's taking up, like, a solid chunk of it.
That is the tiniest Exomon has ever been.
God, you know what the funny part is? He's so tiny, but like there's still a lot of detail there in a really stupid, funny way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How far away is he?
No, you know what needs to happen though? Right before Beat Break, they announced Yamato is going to come back and do more with Pulsemon.
Oh my god, yes.
But yeah, that would be fun, I think.
I love the little Alphorce Vidramon giving, like, it's hard to tell, but he's definitely doing, like, the little peace sign.
Yeah.
And then, talk about weird stuff. They announced this, and I was like, wow, a late-night Digimon movie marathon. Also, I can tell I'm getting old, because this type of thing does not appeal to me in the least anymore like it used to.
I mean, at one time at a convention like 15 years ago, we went to, me and my friends went to a, like, I think it was like 8 a.m. screening of Digimon the movie at the convention. Kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
8 a.m. on Sunday morning might as well be the overnight.
Look, even when I was young and sprightly and not constantly dying, as much as I loved Lord of the Rings, I did not go to any of the, Lord of the Rings marathons.
Oh, anytime, anytime someone...
That sounds like work.
Yeah, anytime someone was like, Mark, you like the Marvel movies, want to come with me to this marathon of them all before they run? I'm just like, God, no. absolutely fucking not. I'm trying to remember what the last time I went to a real movie marathon was. It may have been the Edward Wright Cornetto trilogy.
Ooh.
And that...
I never considered that as a marathon. That's interesting.
No, as I recall, the first showing at a number of theaters was they were actually running all three movies in a row.
Oh, before the screen of World's End?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, so they did the first two first, and you had like 5 or 10 minutes in between each. And
yeah.
Yeah, and that was they had stocked up on drumsticks.
Sure.
Because, you know, like... we don't have Cornettos out here.
I feel like I'd like World's End better if I watched it that way. Like, I thought World's End was okay.
I think the only issue I had with it is it really lines up in a weirdly depressing way compared to the first two.
Yeah.
Like, I really like the third one. I think it may be the best made, but man, that is a depressing ending.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is The Adventure Movie, War Game, Hurricane Touchdown, Diablomon Strikes Back, and Last Evolution Kizna. Starts at 11:30, ends at 4, but in some places they actually note 5 a.m. is the end time, probably to take into account issues.
I want to throw a beginning in there, just to cap it off.
I wouldn't be shocked if they weren't allowed to, just because it's still... Like, remember, at this point, Kizna is over 5 years old.
Yeah,
I
just feel like, close that circle.
I think for when you're doing revival screenings, you have to give it a few years at least.
I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And in chat, they point out 3 of the movies aren't an hour long, which is true. But you still have ones that are.
But you still have to watch Hurricane Touchdown.
No, that's why they only do 5. Right in the middle, you get an hour-long nap.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so that's on May 16th for anyone who's going to be in Japan and wants to go. I have heard from a number of people who are going to try to get tickets because their trips happen to be right then.
Fun way to, like, meet up with a bunch of other Digimon fans.
Yeah, not any of my friends. They all took their Japan trips, like, 2 weeks ago, I was getting messages from multiple friends texting me pictures of like, here, I'm in Odaiba right now. I'm like, so is everyone else, apparently.
Hey,
so my mom's friends, because they brought me back plushies from the Pokemon Center in Japan.
I feel bad that the Ferris wheel's gone, but also I don't need to see any more photos of it from people on vacation.
The Ferris wheel's gone, tries canon.
And then
we can all go to the Ferris wheel at Katsucon and pretend we're in Odaiba.
Also, canon.
Is the Ferris wheel near Katsu?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to go now. I almost got to go this year.
Then also, speaking of canons, the back of Mugenjamon in the Kenji Watanabe art, which is up for pre-order. And God, that's fucking expensive.
Yeah. I think, considering it's framed, that's kind of par.
Also the fucking weird-ass frame. Don't forget, you get the mock gold for half of it, and then the textured Godzilla skin for the other half. Also, the thing that most people don't notice is the nameplate has the collaboration sprites.
Yep.
Oh, damn, I didn't even fucking notice that.
Sure does.
See, the adventure one they did last year, when they put it up on Premium Bandai USA, I was like, shit, this is perfectly timed for my move to have a nice piece of art.
I'm not going to get it, but damn, I want to feel that textured skin.
Godzilla or War Greymon?
Godzilla. I just want to touch it. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't mind touching the. It's probably very nice and smooth, but
yeah,
that Godzilla skin.
What they should have done is just had like one color around the outside and the other one around the inside, like a liner.
I don't know if I agree or disagree, because I think what they're trying to do is they want to go with that theme of infected, but they don't want to make the frame seem goofy, so they kind of just went half-half, and I don't know if that's better or worse than your idea of having the inner-outer.
I like it, because it has that contrast, and it also has that weird, it also kind of looks like a weird shading effect, like the blocks from the original Legend of Zelda game.
Oh, you're right. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, this is one of those ones where I posted. I'm like, that's neat. I'm not spending, if you include shipping, $200 for that. This is the type of thing where if I check, it's going to be sold out. So time to move on. We got previews of a few things. So they did a nice video preview of the Godzilla 70th and revealed the final two monsters, which are Chibi Godzilla and Chibi Mechagodzilla. You will never see people get pickier about how Godzilla looks than seeing a Godzilla they aren't familiar with. Because the number of people are like, that doesn't look like Godzilla. It's like, it's from a Flash cartoon for little kids. It's fine. That is one goofy... Like, that does not look any worse than, say, his kid from the Hanna-Barbera cartoon, Gadzuki. Wait, that wasn't his kid. That was like a nephew or something.
Nephew.
Yeah, yes, I think... The, nephew. The instant I said kid, because his kid was...
Vanilla.
Yes. Yeah, I always think of God's... It's the name that gets me every time. Like, every fucking time.
Pretending I don't only know that because of the rap battle.
but yeah, so those look neat. Then they announced pins. So the pins have the four... The collaboration monsters. The Chibi Godzilla, Chibi Mecha Godzilla. And here's what's... Anytime they say Premium Bandai exclusive... When there's an add-on, I get confused if that means it's Premium Bandai only for the whole thing, or if you order from Premium Bandai, it's a bonus, because they do both. The Premium Bandai bonus here is a War Greymon cut-in pin. Also, can we all appreciate that it's not one of the pin ones, but it is one of the VPET ones, is the Godzilla from the 98 US movie?
Not gonna lie, I still love that one. I actually have a cup holder next to my bed of that thing.
I think the best part is the sprite, which, you know, based on old sprites they didn't quite use, you can tell it's it because of the arms, and no one identified that for 20 plus years until they actually showed it to us. I need to see a giant mascot of Chibi Mechagodzilla, honestly. And then...
It would be cute as shit.
Preview of the D3. It showed off a lot of stuff. Nothing super new. It kind of like showed off, we didn't get to see a preview of the art book. They didn't show us Paladin Mode's evolution before. It's basically just showing off stuff in detail. I fucking love these, honestly.
Have a mighty need.
Yeah, the US stock sold out super fucking fast.
Yeah, it was gone instantaneously.
No, I think it was like a week, I think. But they also did, I don't think we got a wave two. I don't know, because I swear one night I went to check something, and I swear they were open, and then I went back and refreshed the page a few minutes later, and then they were just gone. So I don't know. But yeah, it is weird how these are designed based on the original toy, but sized up a bit. And also the Digimental of Courage really needs a stand. Because, like, you especially get the picture of them all side by side. They all look perfect. And that one's laying on its ass.
Locked over.
And you can see a little copyright thing at the bottom. And then, who's excited for Gacha Crossover?
I've never even heard of this game.
What is this?
I tried to look up. Cause here's the thing. Anytime there's one of these, I try to look up the game. This one was hard to look up because it's apparently a spinoff of another Gacha game with... Tree of Savior Neverland is apparently a spinoff of Tree of Savior.
Tree of Savior? Yeah. Oh, okay.
And here's the problem is, like the little page where like, oh, here are how many signups, which will get this. I can't tell if that's sign up for the collaboration, like just for the collaboration, or if it's actually like launching a new version of the game in tandem with it. And I don't mean like, oh, version 1.1 has Digimon. I mean like, I think this may be launching like a 2.0 or something. It's hard to tell.
It's hard for me to tell what assets are from the game. Like obviously the Digimon are the Digimon, but everything else I'm not sure.
So here's what's weird. Agumon and Gabumon look like models we've seen 100 times.
Sure.
But like when I look at that Angemon or Holy Angemon sprite, do those not look quite right to you? Like when I look at Holy Angemon, those wings don't feel like a wing design we've seen for a Holy Angemon model before. Meanwhile, like when I go and I see like the Agumon with his arm up, if you told me that was right out of Cyber Sleuth, I would believe you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
That's where like I go like the Angemon, they may have touched it up. That may be different. Agumon looks right out of it. And also,
I think there might be more like feathers in.
Yeah,
the
that's
wing.
What I mean. Like it doesn't feel quite right.
Also, is it me or does the protagonist with the goggles just look like Takato LARPing?
That's right. Terrifyingly accurate, and although not in the app screenshot, which weirdly I can't tell if that's supposed to be the same character, right? Like he has the same shirt and goggles, but like he's drawn.
I think so.
Like he is drawn like an entirely different character, right?
Yeah.
And this is one where, like, looking up the game, it's like, the collaboration is going to be in 11 countries. I'm like, oh, the U.S. labels that are, like, in Asia. I'm like, okay, they used the logo and some there, fine. But they have everything up in English. And if you didn't know that, like, that logo was used in some Asian countries that have English versions, you would think we were getting it. Minus that, as far as I can tell, we don't get this game at all.
As long as any pretty unique artwork gets ripped, I don't give a shit.
And then,
whatever. Back to Genshin.
Yeah. And we also found out that in V Jump, which showed it right before. And then, you know, it's actually light for cards this last few weeks. So first up, Rapidmon from
because we've been like drowned the past couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of episodes.
Yeah. Because they decided they had to do the previews of, like, four or five different things all at once. And, like, ooh. So now they've slowed down a bit before. No doubt they'll start up soon. I can't tell what they're doing with EX-09. We'll get to that in a minute. But Rapidmon X from Billion Bullet. We've seen this before because it's the cover for it. And I love that Cherubimon X in the background. It almost feels like it's a CGI T-posing. Like someone,
I didn't even realize it was Cherubimon. I thought it was just like
a tree,
a wing, or something.
Yeah,
it's just a tree in the background.
Well, I think one thing is because I think we mostly saw this art in black and white before this. Like we've seen it in color, but it was black and white on the cover thing. I don't think like it stands out until you really look at it carefully. You're like, oh shit, that's someone there. Especially when you realize, like, the big bulbous body is at the bottom. So it stands out weirdly. Then Vermilion Memory Boost. I love the art for these Memory Boosts, honestly.
They are so cute.
Yeah.
Hawkmon almost looks Hanna-Barberish.
A little too detailed for that, but I get
well,
what you're
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm not saying he's one frame every second. Then, Navy Memory Boost, Cthulhamon and Marine Angemon. That is
God.
It's kind of weird because, like, Cthulhamon's clearly based on Marine Angemon. They don't actually pair them up all that much, from what I remember, anyways.
Cthulhamon's showing us why. It does not want to be there.
And then, everyone's favorite, it's Ukumon.
The vibes are all wrong. Oh.
Can we all give a clap for Koki? Like, all the Digimon look normal, and, like, Ukumon looks like a fucking Muppet.
Ukumon's not loading for me. Oh, there he is. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's,
no, like yeah. all the Digimon are drawn normal, but Ukumon's almost like Yoda.
Ukumon looks like a Muppet that's been left out in the rain.
Do or do not. There is no but like,
no, not even a Muppet. A Muppet that has been discarded. Not does not have a hand up its ass. It's just been left outside.
And then Midnight Memory Boost. That is a nice Crosswords themed card.
That is fucking badass looking.
It really is.
Oh yeah.
And then weirdly, Magenta Memory Boost. Does it look like Shadramon is about to try to clock Flandramon in the head?
I hope yeah. he does.
There could be only one.
Then Beelzemon Blast Mode Ace. That's cool. I don't have much to say about it because
it's
just cool.
Very comic book, kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now here's a weird one. AR, you weren't here for, or were you when we got the English preview of the Agumon a while ago.
Yeah.
Were you?
That looks familiar.
March 28th. And then a few days ago, they put up the Japanese preview of Agumon and Gabumon and the English preview of Gabumon. There's been no EX09 since. Like, I love the card use, but, like, this is the next thing they should be doing previews of, and they're not going that fast. But I'm not going to complain. This is strange.
Just get to savor Gabumon having a snack.
I think we got them in the last set, didn't we? And then in
Gabumon cards.
Then in V-Jump, we got EX09 shown off also, but nothing new here. Like, we've seen Greymon, we've seen Metal Greymon. I love the little corner of Terramon, like, the borders look like the V-Pets.
Very.
The one
I love that.
You know, looking at this reminds me of the one thing that I think I would like to see with all the Terramon art they've done lately. It doesn't feel like it fits in the Digimon brand. It's a bit too flash animated, the various Terramon poses.
Okay, yeah, just because he's like so flat looking.
Yeah. Those feel off. And then they started doing previews of the Rise of Digimon Tamer's Evolution box. So I've been putting it up in batches of three. They all look great. I don't have anything to say about all of them because they're just like really nice gold foil on black printing.
See?
So I just got nothing to say about them because they just look neat. I can't, although I will say ones like, if you look at like Jessmon GX, is that so flashy that you almost like can't make out what it is?
I mean, it is Jessmon, so that's on
Jessmon
track.
Jessmon is very busy. In general.
God, if you look at that one of Bloom Lordmon without the color, he looks kind of like the Shredder. Specifically from Ninja Turtles 2, when he gets mutated into Super Shredder.
Super Shredder, yeah.
Yeah, those are good. Then, clean cards from everything from Booster Set 21, Starter Decks 20, 21, LMO5, and promo cards. And
so much prettier.
Because they had to be a pain in my ass, they changed the way they organize stuff on the site.
Oh no. Why did you do the fucking promo cards now?
In five or six different sections based on what type of promo card it is, and they're organized by card number, not by date. If you remember, that's why I stopped doing the English ones. Here I decided I can still do it for one. I'm not going to try doing it for two sets. So I'm just doing the Japanese. And I'll also throw in English cards when they're unique, like the three cards, which were Medusamon, Ragnamon, and Gaiamon. Each get different cards for English and China, four parallel cards. So I went and got those. The China ones are a bit odd in that I guess they don't have clean cards. They still have the like
Sambletech
or whatever the equivalent would be called for China, even in where we would find the clean cards. And a bunch of promo cards, because the last set was from, was it January? So I had to organize all those and put them up. And yeah, that was a pain. And then card battle continues with the Yuki VTuber. I do not like this the more I see it. I can take the not great model. I can't take what is clearly someone who does not do English that great. And she appears to be reading from a script heavily for English of what I assume is what she says in Japanese. It just does not work for me at all.
It's very awkward.
Yeah, because what I think is happening is they do the Japanese recording, and then they translate it, and they give her a script of what she said to say back in English, and her English is just not great, especially when you don't have the personality anymore. That is also where I am kind of like, okay, so where are all the really personable people? We have like the comedians, the idols. Are they gone? Are they going to be back? Because they're still tweeting about the card game in some cases. So I don't know what we'll see. And weirdly, because they do the English episodes now, they still have not started numbering these for English. So it's just an episode of Digimon Card Battle, and they blank out where the number would be. Because remember, this is like 216 episodes in. Yeah, a great example of two steps forward, a step back. Is like, we want English for Digimon Card Battle. So now it's dubbed, but it doesn't really sound good.
Just put subs on it. It'd probably be faster anyway.
And then, a few things in V-Jump that didn't really fit anywhere. They had the funny part is, they can't even focus on Beat Break as a big thing because there's nothing to talk about yet. So they have the poster like, it's going to be in October. It's the 10th Digimon TV series. Then the Adventure 02 EEO store. More adventure stuff coming to Annabeth shortly. This time focusing on the adults.
Merchandise.
And then, the reason AR is here. Karaoke.
Chug.
So, Karate's Karaoke has been doing Digimon Karaoke events since Tri. And this time they're doing a big one for the 25th anniversary of O2, the 15th anniversary of Cross Wars, the 10th anniversary of Tri. Various characters' locations will have different parts of the collaboration. Let's go over everything before we do the drinks, since that's the fun part. So they have the party menu where you get a drink, you get some souvenirs. The theme, we always get good photos of the theme room. This time it's themed after all three shows. They give you little mock tea cards. And the products this time are really basic, but are done really well. So for each show, there's can badges, acrylic keychains based on the Digivices, and acrylic stands. Now, here's the great part. If you look at like the D3 keychains, those are D3s based on the anime. Like, they all look right, right? If you go to Tri, all the Digivices are the Tri ones, except for Takaru and Hikari, which have entirely different drawn Digivices that look like they didn't Tri, with the industrial look.
Yeah.
I would not have actually figured them doing that, to be honest. I would have figured it just would have been the same ones they used for the D3s.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The stands are neat. They're doing the music. They're doing the singing contest as always.
The outfits are something. They're not too bad in most cases, although.
Hey, the ones I've liked the most still are that Takaru and Hikari are wearing the same outfits in the O2 and Tri ones.
I have questions about that, yeah. But hey, I mean, they say there's no continuity between 02 and Tri. Well,
hey,
here you go.
You can't get mad at Takaru's sense of fashion after 25 years. If you're only noticing that that's how he dresses now.
Yeah.
Where is his hat?
Hikari stole it.
I made that complaint also. Like, that's my only complaint about the Takaru one.
Hikari's hat was originally part of Takaru's ensemble, but she took it because just out of friendship. Like, she didn't want him wearing it.
Oh, you know what?
It doesn't match.
Okay, you know what the weirdest part of this art is? I didn't notice until just now. It's hard to tell with Tailmon because of the angle, but if you look at Patamon in both pieces of art, it very clearly is drawn like O2 in Tripatamon.
Absolutely.
That is still wild to see after 10 years. And now...
The Tailmon one especially is really noticeable.
I feel it's less noticeable because of the angles. Like, some of the differences you can put down to the angles if you want to. And then drinks.
I think the one that really jumps out at me, besides, you know, Yamato also going with the checkout, is the checkered outfit, is Kiria. I just need to look at Kiria's a little longer, because I can't tell whether his mom dressed him or if she's still dead.
No, you know who dressed him? Whoever came Ray up with Bond? Whoever came up with the outfits for that Tamer's Christmas art.
Oh god.
Maybe.
Was it Takato who had like the red plaid look that looked like he stole it from Al Borland?
I mean, I will say this about Kiria. This is the first time I've really seen him as an orphan.
And then, are you ready for drinks? The most important part.
Absolutely.
Okay, see, I recall a couple episodes ago
me going... Also, is Zenjiro double shotgunning pizza?
Yes, he is. And weirdly enough...
I just noticed that now.
And weirdly enough, they're not going with the Japanese kid stereotype of them not liking green peppers.
Well, he's old school, as evidenced by his drink.
That's true. Okay, so...
That's the only character trait they could pick out for Zenjiro is that he's old school.
When they first announced this, I was like, do you think they're going to do a drink for each of them? Or do you think they're going to do two or three each? Because 20
they
drinks
did
a lot.
One.
And not only did 20. They do
20 one, drinks is a lot, of 20 drinks is a lot, especially since there's two duplicate characters.
No, and especially since, like, you would figure they would skip those two for try just to even out the numbers a bit, but they're like, no, 40%
they
of this.
To the walls.
That's the funny part is, like, try's anniversary is not till the end of the year. 40% of this event is try.
Takeru and Patamon get two drinks and they're both disgusting.
Okay, so each collaboration drink is 660 yen. They're available from April 17th to June 1st. Are you guys ready? We'll go O2 Cross Wars try in order. The Daisuke drink is blue curacao syrup.
Yes, right off the bat, hidden as a curacao.
Ramune syrup topped with whipped cream and knotted a cocoa. Now, they don't mention the base for this, so I'm guessing just soda water. They didn't have the space. So this one's interesting because I don't think it's good. It is not stomach turning. It's just whatever. It's okay, fine.
This is, on the scale of Digimon
collaboration
drinks,
This is fine.
This is C level. Like, this is mid. This is fine. Yeah.
Yes. This is basic bitch.
I will say, looking at the picture, it looks like a pleasant drink.
Okay. Yeah.
So next up, Ken.
I will say I think the 0-2 ones are fine. Are the most solid ones.
It gets worse. Yes,
from here.
I tend to agree, but okay, so Ken is hot milk topped with whipped cream, chocolate sauce, and mint. This does not feel like a proper collaboration drink. This is just hot milk, and they throw some stuff on top going, Ken, bland hot milk.
This doesn't feel like a collaboration drink because I would actually drink this.
Yeah, I feel like it needs to have something in the milk directly, not just like topped with.
Maybe they overload the chocolate sauce, but maybe. It can, so probably not.
Yeah, here's the thing. You stir it up, it's chocolate milk with a bit of mint.
That's fine.
A York peppermint patty.
Yes, that's fine. I think this is good. I think the presentation's poor, despite looking nice in the picture, because it's not like they're bringing you hot chocolate with mint. They're like, it's milk, but also we're going to top it with a bit of chocolate. Like, I'm fine with this one. The presentation's poor, though. Okay, Miyako's grenadine syrup in cola. That's fine. That's basically pomegranate with Coke, topped with petals.
I've had grenadine and cola before. I've ordered that at bars before.
Topped with rose petals feels like they went, we don't know what to do.
I just remember that one scene with like her and Mimi with the shoujo background.
But here's the thing. Rose petals does not feel like Miyako's vibe outside of a joke.
I mean, it's inconsistent. I think there's Miyako fans who would argue for that. And honestly, it's a little sad. This is my favorite out of all of them.
Now, okay, Iori gets mango juice topped with vanilla ice cream and frambo sauce, which is raspberry sauce. Now, here's the thing.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, now to be clear, I don't like mango juice generically, but does this feel like weirdly both bland and it doesn't make any fucking sense?
So Iori.
A creamsicle, kind of.
What you described was Iori.
No, exactly. Okay, so Takaru, mango jelly mixed with melon soda and topped with a cut orange. I don't know why it's mango. Like, even in the picture, I can kind of see it's that yellowy mango at the bottom. Like,
It's the collaboration drinks like mango almost as much as 90s Saturday Night Live did.
Then Hikari is strawberry syrup and hyaluronic acid jelly mixed with white water and topped with a frozen strawberry.
I don't know what hyaluronic acid
jelly is. Okay, we've actually gone over this before. It's like a slightly acidic drink thing that also is supposed to be good for your skin. It is theoretically a normal drink thing in theory. In fact, when I was buying stuff last night from nuts.com, I believe I came across it and just started laughing my ass off that it was there. Or they had something like that, and I just start fucking laughing because, of course, it would pop up. No one's actually saying the live stream's lagging, but it doesn't appear to be for me.
I don't know. It fell behind when mine fell behind, but I just clicked live and it caught up. So
okay, so Hikari's is fine. The frozen strawberry is a little weird, but it works with the drink at least.
I mean, it's a strawberry and strawberry. They at least know to.
Yes. Although it's with white water, which I don't think any of us have tried, and every time we read what it is, we all kind of get a little queasy, where it's like a slightly milky soda water type thing.
It's to hide the skincare product in the drink.
Yes. And now, on to CrossWars, who has... ignoring that we might have missed it when CrossWars was first airing, I don't believe we've ever seen one of these for CrossWars.
No, this is the first time CrossWars has gotten one, and it shows.
Okay, so Taiki, grenadine syrup mixed with lemon squash and topped with whipped cream and nata de coco. This is two different fucking drinks.
This is like all of the individual flavors are like, great, like until you put them together.
Yeah, like here's the thing. Lemon squash is basically a lemon soda with grenadine syrup. That's fine. It doesn't need whipped cream.
Definitely not.
Like here's the thing. The flavor, like, I don't necessarily like lemon with pomegranate. I like those separate flavors, but it makes sense as a flavor whether I like it or not. The problem is once you put on the whipped cream, it's like, why? Then Akari. Akari I like because does it feel like they took stuff from Taiki's drink and then added...
I think they looked at Akari and went, oh yeah, she doesn't have a Digimon. Yeah. Crap.
So
it's like, citrus?
Orange jelly mixed with lemon squash and topped with a cut lemon. So here's the thing. I don't dislike this. I feel really like the cut lemon feels lazy and a bit too obvious when it's lemon squash.
Yeah, this is you get this impression. It's like, what do we do with Akari?
Okay, so Zenjiro's, I have an issue with it. Because one, if you look at the photo, it looks fucking murky as shit. And
it looks like a swamp water.
I will let you finish, but I have thoughts.
Okay, and two, when I read this, I had to check with a few people that I was not misreading it. Like, it's hot green tea made with matcha-ade. And I'm like, to be clear, this says matcha-ade in hot green tea. Not that it's like green tea made with matcha. Yeah. And they're like, no, it says that it's in it. So it's hot green tea.
We heard you liked green tea.
So it's hot green tea with matcha, and they throw in a pocky stick.
Because kendo.
Yeah, exactly.
The kendo. This is perfectly Zenjiro, is the sad. Like, this, it looks absolutely disgusting, but it is also like, this is as Zenjiro a drink as you get. This makes
No, you think about it. No, it's not because it's classic. He wears green.
That too, but like...
Yes.
I think that's like they... Yeah.
But here's
also... This makes me terrified for if they ever did an Atmon bar for what Astra's drink would be. Like, is it going to be, like, Astra's drink, I feel like, is going to be green tea with a can of Prime.
Yeah, so that's the weird thing is I don't know if, like, adding they say matcha aid, not matcha. They say they add it to green tea. Am I wrong, or if you look at that photo, does that green tea not look appealing?
No, it looks very sludgy.
Green tea never looks appealing to me.
You know what that is? So it's the year of O2, right? They can do that exact same recipe and just call it the Dark Ocean.
That's the...
The Pocky is the Spire.
That's murky as shit. Okay, so then...
The Pocky is the Spire.
Okay, so then, Kira, blue curacao syrup, blood orange syrup mixed in tonic water, topped with gold driggy candies and frozen pineapple. Let's just be clear. This is the fucking weirdest one yet. Here's why. Okay, the blue curacao syrup, blood orange syrup, those are both normal for this type of event, but not together. Like, as far as I know from those flavors, they don't sound quite right. Then tonic water, it's like, I like tonic water, but like, I like tonic water when I was a kid, and that's an old man drink. Then topped with gold drinky candies, which are those little circle ball candies, which does not feel like it matches him at all. And then for some reason, frozen pineapple. I do not know what...
I think it's like they took all of Kira's Digimon on Blue Flare and went... Everybody gets represented in there.
Wait, who's the blood orange syrup?
I think they saw Greymon on there and got the wrong idea.
Maybe it's his stripes.
I fucking hate that that's probably accurate. Also, can we just point out that, like, well, they're like, oh, blood orange syrup. If you look at the actual drink, it is just blue syrup for like 15% of the cup. And then... God bless it. We get our first goopy drink with Nene. Blue curacao syrup, Kyoho grapeade, mixed in cow piss, topped with rose petals. Cow piss is another one of those where it's like the milky, bubbly drinks that anytime someone explains to you, it's like, I don't think I'd like this. And also, this is another one where when you look at it, it looks kind of swampy, except this time it's purple. And they're like, it's a girl. Here are some rose petals.
I love how like it's purple for like her outfit in Cross Wars, and then her outfit here is absolutely red.
This is one of the rare times when it feels like if they wanted to, you could get away with making a drink and then just throwing in black food coloring.
Right.
So for the original black Digivice, and it could just be bleh. And it would actually be funny and worth it. And now, it has been a long time since we've seen Tri Drinks.
I still remember.
No, and that's the thing is this feels like the stereotypical collaboration drinks. Like,
this,
does it?
This feels like they haven't learned a thing.
Here, do you know what the worst part is? I guarantee you the Tri ones are going to outsell the others combined. So first up for Tai Chi, strawberry syrup and orange juice topped with frozen mango. That's pretty normal as far as these go.
It feels like this is what they always do for Tai Chi.
Okay.
Like,
Yamato.
For tried Tai Chi.
Mango jelly, Kyoho grapeade, and blue curacao syrup topped with the Pocky. This is one where they don't say what's in it, so I just assume it's soda water.
Sure. Yeah.
That's really fucking blue. And also, when you look at that blue drink, does it feel like Pocky should be anywhere near it?
No, you should not have chocolate in whatever the fuck combination that is.
No.
Then for Sora, white peach sauce, pink grapefruit syrup mixed in soda water on top of the cherry. This may be the best Sora one we've seen. It's not to my taste, but I think this is fine.
It's a lot better than, like, a mug with, like, a single sad strawberry floating in it.
I think that was Miyako, and I think Sora was the one where it was like hot tea, they pour in some strawberry syrup, and there's a single marshmallow in the cup, I think was Sora's.
Okay, yes.
I think. Okay. Koshiro is always the best because they always try to integrate what he eats and drinks from the shows. So, Koshiro, we get peach syrup mixed in oolong tea, topped with a cherry and two pockies. Does it feel like the cherry and the pockies are meant to be like a Tentomon skeleton or something?
I think so. It's weird because half of Koshiro's is always like they actually try to think about what he would order, and yes, that's always a mistake, and they don't do that with anyone else.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, I feel like this almost makes sense, except, like, with oolong tea, I don't want flavors in it. Like, maybe that's just me. I feel like when you deal
with... Give him some fucking Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Okay.
I take it back. Hikari and Mako would order theirs. That's the only ones from the Try one I can see them actually wanting.
Now, Mimi, emerald pine syrup and mango jelly mixed in white water topped with whipped cream and rose petals. Stop. I don't remember if they've done rose petals before, but goddamn, they like it here. Also, Mimi gets a weird two-tone drink where, like, everything sinks to the bottom from the white water.
Yeah.
And also in the photo, does it look like the whipped cream is about to tip off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At least it's not like the time they did that one weird green drink where, like, it was like...
Oh, God. That was the... That looked disgusting.
I think that was for Kizuna, wasn't it? Where, like, every time we do the collaboration drinks, I think of that one because it literally made me sick to look at it. And speaking of that, the VIP for shit ones this time goes to Joe.
I mean, it always is because it inevitably has sesame involved.
So here's the weird thing. There's been times where, like, the Joe ones are like, they sprinkle a few sesame seeds on top. Sometimes they're like, no, we have to use all the sesames. And it's just like, well, okay, so this time it's black sesame.
This is the grittiest drink in existence.
So black sesame sauce. Mixed in hot milk and topped with a single marshmallow. Here's the problem. If you look at this fucking image, it doesn't look like a real fucking drink. You know what it looks like? It looks like someone dropped dirt in, like, paste.
it looks like paint.
Yeah, it does not look like a real drink.
It looks like something that they made me drink before they took, like, x-rays of me. This looks like contrast.
Yeah, it's like a... No, I mean, I'd say... No, my colonoscopy drink was Takeru's, but...
Yeah, that this is the least appealing out of all of them. It's gray... I don't even want to say sludge. It's almost like gray mud.
Looks like wet chalk.
Okay, let's move on to
sesame sauce and okay, Mimi's got her pesto sauce and hers.
Hikari's feels like a cheat. This does not feel like a collaboration drink. Strawberry syrup and milk topped with frozen berries.
It just seems like a smoothie.
Yeah, it's strawberry milk and they throw on some frozen berries.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This is one of the more coherent ones. I'm not a fan of strawberry milk. It's not for me.
I like strawberry milk. Like, this is S tier, and therefore it doesn't. It's S tier, and it doesn't belong on this list.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. I don't care if they're good or bad. It has to feel like a special drink for the collaboration, and this doesn't.
It's not fucked up enough.
Yes. Like here's the thing. The most fucked up ones are, like, the sesame sauce or the Zenjiro one, which I need someone to tell me is putting matcha aid in already made green tea, something that some people do. And I don't mean like, oh, I've done it. I mean, like, is that like a real thing? Because that seems weird to me. I love green tea. I down green tea oftentimes multiple times a day. This seems weird as shit. And the last one, it has been a long time since there's been a Mako drink. In fact, it's probably been about 6 years.
Well, it would have been when Try was...
Which was 20... Yeah. Was that 2018 or 2019? 2018,
yeah.
So that would have been 7 years ago.
Yeah.
So hot coffee. Okay, that's normal. Top whipped cream, getting a bit weird. And caramel sauce and chocolate sauce. So here's the thing. One, this is overdone for coffee. The theme makes sense because it's supposed to be Meikumon's design. I still don't know if I want that shit near coffee.
This is if you order this, like, Starbucks secret menu item that pisses off baristas.
See, here's the weird thing for me is I don't get, like, fancy mixed coffee drinks anyways. This actually does not seem that strange based on what I know people order.
No, I can absolutely see somebody ordering this at Starbucks.
Minus the chocolate, this is basically how my dad makes his coffee. Just drowned the fucking thing in caramel sauce.
Yeah, because you don't want to. It's for coffee. It's coffee for people who don't like coffee.
Yes, and that's yeah. But yeah, this seems like it's almost a normal drink. The design is why they did it, and it actually works. Not that I want to drink it.
Would you rather have this or Joe's sesame sauce floating in a man's hat?
I think I would rather have the Mako one, and here's why.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
we skipped the Karu.
Did we? Oh. Whoops. Okay, wait.
The Karos is
orange. Okay, wait.
It's pretty much the same contents as the 0-2-1 in different
orange juice areas. And ginger ale topped with frozen mango.
Same thing shuffled around.
This is almost more of a coherent drink though, because Takaru, God, it's weird. I keep trying to look at the Iori one for O2 because of the color change. Okay, so I think we each have to pick the best and the worst.
Of the whole thing?
Yes. AR?
I mean, I honestly, I'm fine with the Miyako one. Like, I think the grenadine and cola with rose petals, I think it's, it hits that thing of both something that I would enjoy plus effed up enough for a collab drink. Okay. Like, it's not completely coherent.
Okay, so that's the best. Dev, what is your best?
Aesthetically, or what I would actually drink?
Whatever guidelines you want to use.
Honestly, I'd kind of go with Nene's because the color matches really well, and I've actually drank some of those things. And it's like, oh, okay, that wouldn't taste bad.
My best one is... I'm like looking at... I'm trying to think... It may actually be the Miyako ones, because minus the rose petals, that's actually considered a pretty standard flavor, but it actually fits Miyako.
Yeah. Cola with grenadine is very normal. Like, it's basically what you get when you go up to a bar and say you want a cherry Coke, but they don't have cherry Coke. You get cola with grenadine.
Yeah.
And it's great. Well, it's better than cherry Coke.
Well, it's sort of like if, cherry Coke basically just tastes like Dr. Pepper most of the time.
Right. Right. Yeah. No, cola with grenadine is cherry Coke, but better.
God, as horrible as it fucking looks, I kind of want to try this in Jiro drink just to figure out, what the fuck do you mean you flavored green tea with green tea? But also, I look at that picture and I just go, that looks like something you'd get ill drinking.
The drink menu as a whole feels like a Hot Ones spinoff waiting to happen.
See, I kind of like, the Ken one is probably the closest to something I would actually drink. It feels like such a cheat, though. Because it's just...
Yeah, that's why I picked Miyako's, because there are other ones that I probably like just as much, but they feel like cheats.
Yeah. Okay,
like, Ken's looks good, Hikari's looks good, but Miyako's is just a little bit messed up.
Yeah. Okay, AR, what is the worst?
I cannot get over the pine syrup and the whatever else is in there.
See, like, they've done that they've done that for Mimi so often that the pine syrup doesn't faze me, especially since, as far as I know, that is normal for drinks. Now, here's the thing. I think you could argue alone that mixed it with white water and mango might muddle those flavors enough that it doesn't make any fucking sense, but...
Yeah, no, I still can't get over that.
Dev?
Joe's.
I feel like whenever we come down to the worst ones, we always have to just like skip Joe's because that would be the consensus.
Well, here's normally. The thing. Well, that's the thing is, as I recall, they've only gone overboard with the sesame and him for the last few years. And like when they were doing tri drinks the first time, his were always like the boring ones. Or they would do
now they're just for war crimes.
Or like, I remember sesame being a pretty consistent.
No, it
part
would,
of
but like it wasn't focused on sesame. Or if it was, they would make it food like they would do a Mont Blanc, which is sesame.
Yeah,
they wouldn't just do they only did a few drinks where it's like this drink is 90% sesame and also it looks like sand. the worst one for me, I'm somewhere between Joe, for obvious reasons. Zinjiro's, because I just don't get it. Or the Kiraha, because that is like multiple flavors that feels like it clashes. The flavors feel like they clash. It doesn't feel like it matches the character.
See, that's why I can't put Zentura worst, because as bad as it looks, it fits the character perfectly.
It does fit him in going overboard and being classic and having a little sword theme.
It's old school. It has a sword and it's way too extra.
I think it's Joe for me. Just from look.
But there's the marshmallow.
You know what? I still like how the ones we remember always have like one marshmallow or one strawberry floating in them for reasons that, like, is the marshmallow supposed to be Gomamon? Just like a weird chunky thing floating around?
It's a Kakumon, actually.
Just a chunk of walrus hair.
Ikakumon's the water transportation.
God, it is so weird. Especially like, and like, it's obviously like it's served hot. And it's like, so it's like hot milk, sauce, a single marshmallow.
Would you rather it be served cold?
I don't know. And that's the problem. I don't know. It's the Joe one though. So if you go to Japan while he's there, get some drinks and let us know if any of these make fucking sense when you get them.
I mean,
you're probably
getting one.
And let's be
that's
clear,
a lot of pressure.
And you are not allowed to get the Chihikari one because that's the cop out one.
No, that's cheating.
That is just strawberry milk, and they throw a few berries on top to say it's a drink.
If you would actually get that as a smoothie, you can order it here.
Yes. And then moving on, poll time. I think you were here when we talked about this one, AR.
I don't remember. I thought it was a different Atmon grade that we talked about.
Favorite Atmon that is standard grade and game type, and the winner is Offmon.
Offmon, yeah, no, I
although
mean,
weirdly,
that was...
I expected Dokumon to have a better showing.
I thought Dokumon would keep it relatively, like, I thought Dokumon would be a clear second. I didn't expect Dokumon and Roleplaymon to be really close.
I think Dev called Roleplaymon is doing better than I expected he would.
Oh no, Roleplaymon for third for
I
sure.
No, yes, for third, yes, like, not for timing.
Yeah, Offmon, Dokumon, Roleplaymon are definitely the top three in that order. Like, that's win, play, show.
See, I
Dokumon to
I
be a little bit
could
better.
Have seen Dokumon winning potentially.
No,
I did not see Dokumon tying for second.
I Offmon thought is, Offmon sweet.
Offmon is best boy. He's a good doggo.
Yeah, he won. Then the last time he won, no one bought the fucking thing. The one that actually mattered that Offmon placed in, I've never seen anyone but me who has that fucking plushie.
They still have that bookmarked.
That is the only time one of these votes has counted in years. And I think I've seen people get Galmon, actually. But I don't think I've seen anyone get Offmon. And then,
the Galmon one was really, really fucking cute.
Yes, it was. And then new poll. Favorite Digimental or Digi-Egg from Digimon Adventure 02?
This one's unfair because Courage doesn't have to try to stand it up.
Yeah. Now, this one's interesting because since you can only vote for one, you can actually have a vote split here. Because I feel like the top two choices are Courage and Miracles, and anyone who might vote for one could vote for the other or for Friendship. You actually could get a vote split
all the
on
demons.
I don't know if Friendship is quite in there. I think it's going to be Courage or Miracles.
I feel like it'd be Miracles if I had to pick.
Unfortunately.
Okay, which do you think is the bottom and why do you think it's Kindness?
I don't know. No, I think there's people who are really, like, adamant that Kindness be included.
And yes, Kindness could.
They're gonna vote. Like, I think there's a lot of people who will vote for Kindness just because it got included.
I feel like last place I could see it be any of three. And here's the thing: it could potentially be a lot of these, but the ones that most stand out to me are Knowledge.
Yeah, Knowledge I think is close to bottom.
The Sincerity/Reliability.
Yep. Much as I like Shurimon.
Kindness. And I think Light is in the talk for bottom. Not because the Ferdyman's bad, but if you're only choosing one, I'm not sure how many people are jumping to that one.
Light is the ugliest of them all.
Because Light's the only one that has feet that are identifiable as feet.
They're also Mojimon's feet, and, like, why?
Someone has a thing for feet.
Yeah. yeah, Stark puts best. Light looks like a dumb little Digitum one. So we will, by the next episode, we will have results for this one, and we will see.
And I'm...
Yeah, you.
I won't be here, but I will. I would put money on Kindness not being last.
It's hard to tell with these because since you can only vote one, it's very, and especially since, as far as I can tell, the votes for these are not very high. Like people think it's like, oh, it's fandom defining. I don't think they get out of like three or four digits per.
Yeah,
it's like nothing, and then it's time for the little potpourri. So first up, Pino Chen put up various images of some of the Pulbaco model kits. Even importing these only ends up being like $20. And the mystery one is Black War Greymon, which I think Dev and me both called.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, which of these would they do a third version of? It's like, yeah, it's that one. Then the Toei Museum put up a big poster of Beatbreak on the back of the store facing the courtyard. And they also gave away little flyers, same ones that they had at Anime Japan.
Just an update. I just voted for reliability because Submarimon is awesome.
I agree with that, but it really does feel like Submarimon is probably near the bottom of that list.
Probably, but it's a submersible and that needs to be respected.
A submersible with missiles.
Yeah.
I agree.
Would you rather get, like, it's a freaking submarine.
Oh, I understand. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I dislike Submarimon. I'm just saying, looking at these and looking at how people can vote for one, it feels like Submarimon's low on the list.
I mean, like we said, like, Miracles is probably going to win, and that's all you get with that is a Deus Ex Machina.
Then we get card game art of Yuki in her VTuber persona playing horror games. You know what bugs me the most? She looks better in this art than she does as a VTuber.
She does.
Like,
also, the looks better than the 3D model.
Does she actually stream horror games, or does she just play the card game?
As far as I've seen, she only exists in the last few episodes of Card Battle, where it's like, standing there, I'm Yuki, let's do marketing for the card game.
Have her stream Alien Resurrection. I think that'd be a good time, no matter what language she's speaking.
And every once in a while, someone tries to convince me, like, the VTuber model isn't that bad, the English voice isn't that bad. Yes, it is. It is. Here's the thing.
But you know what?
I've
seen what passes for VTuber entertainment these days, and just put her in a horror game, she'll be fine.
I will listen to the arguments about her not being terrible, but they have to do one thing first. They need to make it so her mouth is not the same color as her skin. I need to see a different color when her mouth opens. And, like, I need to not, like, it just does not look pleasant. Then, for Liberator art, we get Usagi Bochi posting, "Cool boy, where did you go?" And pointing out new costumes are good. Then the same for Toma 01. And then Usagi Bochi also posted that it's Arisa's birthday on April 7th. And since he's the writer of the comic, he gets to say this. And he said he hopes she continues to be the energetic childhood friend who spreads energy to those around you. And he also points out that that's actually World Health Day, so please take care of yourself.
Look, I am in favor of characters having canon birthdays so we can all shut up about them.
I like that he's just doing it for every single fucking character.
If I have to sit through one more debate on when Sora's birthday is, good God.
The answer is spring. The end. Regardless,
according to the internet.
I don't care what the internet says, and I don't care what Kakadu says. Like, it is weird how people argued about not liking what Kakadu did for decades, unless he happens to agree with something they like, and then they're like, he's the creator. No, he's not.
See, there's a reason I said Sora specifically.
Yeah, because Sora's the funniest, because we actually have an idea of when her birthday is, and it upsets people.
We have an idea of when her birthday is, and people are very vocally disagreeing with it.
It's like, look, you can disagree if you want, except it's in our war game, which is, in fact, the most popular thing the brand has. You cannot beat up Omegamon in the power of emails. I love what they said. What Stark said, chat. It's like when a kid is your kid when they do something wrong, and our kid when they do something right. Okay. I love when we get to mention Yu Yuen Wong, who did the Digimon manhwa in China/Hong Kong.
Oh yeah.
He redrew the first cover of the Adventure One. And he noted he drew it at A1 size, so it's probably meant for display. That is about 23.5 by 33.
Damn.
I know. In Japan on the Toei Museum YouTube, Digimon Adventure 02 is streaming for free. They put up a new episode every week. It lasts for 2 weeks. And some people might say, why did you post this when they say it's episode 3? It's because I was busy and I kept forgetting. And it's very easy to forget when it's something that you can't check and your audience can't check. So it's like, it's one of those things where like, oh, it's neat to mention, but also I can't watch it and almost no one who goes to the site can watch it. So it's one of those, oh, I have 3 things to post today. I'll post that tomorrow. And then tomorrow I would just forget. And finally it's like, okay, I need to post this.
And then we forget again.
Yeah. Then reference book entry for Nessamon Crimson Mode, who was added to Digimon New Century.
Motorcycle!
I wasn't super excited about this one because it starts to feel like too many of these are like weirdly derivative.
I just want like the monthly art, but it's all the Digimon that are motorcycles.
Hey, there's only one Digimon who's motorcycle. The others are on motorcycles. And we only have one piece of art.
Can we have a Digimon who is a motorcycle, yes, riding a motorcycle?
Yes, remember the social art of Gabumon, Bonds of Friendship, and Agumon was riding him?
That's right. Oh, God.
Yes. And then card game art of Yao in her gremlin phase. You know what the weird thing is? I saw this and my first thought was, I bet Dev identifies with this heavily.
Yes.
Yeah, this is just a picture. Is this just a picture of Dev?
It just really felt like one that she'd see and she'd be like, yeah, I get it.
I think you have a new avatar.
That's just me.
Yeah.
And then Yu Yuen Wong did another one, this time of the 4th volume of Digimon Tamers, which is the last volume of Tamers.
Hell yeah.
This one I think is more striking than the Adventure one.
Is that not Beelzemon with an 8-pack?
Although weirdly, I feel like if you compare Takato's eyes in both, his eyes feel like they're shaped better in the old one.
Looks like for the old one, he's looking like directly at the viewer, and for the new one, he's kind of like glancing off to the side.
It's kind of something off camera is going to die. It's about to get a card in their neck.
And in the chat, they point out he kind of looks more like actual season 3 art in the new one.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And then chat, time for questions, so throw yours up. And then the ones we're sending at time. First, someone said, they're curious to know, when I see people say they should move on from doing anything Digimon Adventure, how do you think that would work out for Digimon? I like that they wrote the question like this because it feels like they already know the answer. which is, without Digimon Adventure still working, 99% of what we get, you would not get. And I don't mean Digimon Adventure stuff. I mean, like, we would not be getting an O2 Cross Wars Tri karaoke event.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, we would not
be. Adventures, as much as some people are hated, it supports what the rest of the brand.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. We aren't getting Beat Break if the brand wasn't strong enough to support it.
Right.
Yeah. That one's pretty
Adventure,
easy.
Everyone's standing on the shoulders of Adventure.
The way I put it is Adventure's dragging the franchise along. Because here's the thing. When O2 ended, outside of the odd-off side thing, Adventure was gone until Tri, and anytime it did anything, it kind of just tripped.
Yeah. That Hunter's crossover brought some people back.
Yeah, but even then, that's what people remember from Hunters, basically, was, hey, Adventure.
Well, I mean, Masaru made an impression in that.
And still no one bought Saber stuff.
I still have a kiff of Masaru coaching out those Ramdemon.
I don't believe we could guess a release week for Time Stranger if we tried. I don't think it's getting I don't. Yeah, they asked if we could guess a release week.
Yeah, I'm some holiday season.
And for now, and they also asked, do we think it gets pushed to 2026? I don't think it gets pushed unless it has to. I think after Survive, they're probably smart enough to wait until they're almost to the finish line. Then, what is a franchise that isn't active, but you think could work nowadays if it came back? They said any format, and they're inspired by scenes of like Urusei Yatsura, Ranma, DuckTales, Gex, Final Fantasy VII, and more. That made them wonder.
I thought about this a long time, and the one that came to mind is I don't know if it would work, but I would be really interested to see what they would do with Short Circuit if they brought that back. Given all of the problems,
there has been all of the modern issues
with AI.
Do you know how many times it's been rumored that they're actually doing a third one?
I don't want a third one. I want a reboot. This is one I don't want like a sequel. Because, good God, I don't need Fisher Stevens and oh God, I don't need Fisher Stevens and Brownface again. I need this is one I would full reboot. I wouldn't want
to. Dev, say the one you're going to. I know what it's going to be.
Reboot.
Did you watch the last reboot they did of it?
No, I did not.
Then you can't ask for a new one until you watch that trash. That was fucking horrible.
Reboot came to mind until I remembered they already tried rebooting Reboot.
Yeah.
Okay, Gargoyles.
Ooh. Gargoyles is one that they keep trying.
That's a good show.
Do you know how many times the actual creator has made comics for it that have been run? Like, multiple times.
For reasons I cannot comprehend, Greg Weissman followed me on Twitter for years. For reasons I still can't comprehend. Because I know I've met him, but I don't remember us actually. I don't remember us meeting. I just know that we have.
I'm trying to think of what would be like an actual interesting one. Because what would be interesting to like randomly bring back out of nowhere?
It's an anniversary year. Rainbow Bright.
I got a stupider one. Because I've already joked about this week, and they do keep talking about doing a reboot.
I'm legitimately surprised that they haven't tried to reboot Rainbow Bright.
I think they did. In fact, I think they made like an NES game a few years ago or something.
I know they did like Strawberry Shortcake, Care Bears. Yeah.
They did.
Like Hallmark brand. Yeah.
They made an NES game five years ago. They made an RPG. It was an RPG.
An NES RPG? That's the worst genre to do an NES game for.
Well, wait. It may not be it may be an RPG like, what was the, Star Tropics it kind of looks like?
Eh, okay. That's fine.
Like, that kind of looks like Star Tropics or even like Blaster Master.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I got one. It's a franchise I've already mentioned this episode, but they talk about rebooting it every once in a while. Sliders.
Yep, I knew you were going to say that. So when it came up earlier in the episode, it's like when I got to, I knew when we got to this question, you were going to say Sliders.
Because Sliders is one they actually talk about. They were ready to do a reboot and then the creator died.
Yep. When you dropped it earlier in this episode.
No, that's the funny part.
I knew that was your answer.
Do you know what the funny part is? I didn't have an answer. I actually started thinking like, oh, wait, Sliders. I mentioned that.
You mentioned that.
Then let's see. Okay, here's a good one. Someone said Digimon is traditionally an adventure comedy or some variety of action, ghost game, explored horror degree. What are some other genres you'd like to see Digimon tackle?
This is going to sound really weird, but I want legitimate slice of life with Digimon.
I think we've made that argument before when Tri was running. I think the joke was like, Mimi at school would be amusing as shit.
Yeah. The first two parts of Tri, or the second part of Tri especially, just random slice of life stuff without a whole lot of high stakes.
Yeah,
if there's high stakes, it's like isolated, like, oh, there's a monster of the week at the end of the episode, but most of the focus is on high school. It's just on school stuff.
Yeah, but yeah, I think
not
that's
necessarily high school.
I think Digimon would fit into that vein reasonably well.
It would be so chaotic with Digimon in the picture. Digimon messing around a school, like, yes.
Since it's the 25th anniversary of Digimon 02, what things do you want them
to do? Wait, no one else has answers to that?
No, that's my answer. No, because remember, I used to say slice of life constantly. That actually is my answer.
Okay.
I just don't give the example of what I used to give an example before because that show's kind of not talked about anymore for reasons. I used to give an actual example of one that would work it and let's just go with E and move on.
Yeah.
But yeah, slice of life fits the, because here's the thing, a lot of people remember those Digimon episodes anyways.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay, but to come up with to come up with one that isn't just slice of life since AR said it, I would like to see, it kind of fits in the vein of slice of life, but just weird comedy where like there is no enemy, it's just them farting around, sort of.
So basically like the Yabano Tenya comedy.
Yeah. The vibe of, you know, the vibe that would be really fun to try to capture in anime would be like the season one audio dramas where they're not like being serious like Zero Two and Tamers was. It was just absolute nuts stuff like chasing sentient potatoes around, that sort of thing.
Oh, someone asked if I meant like Pop Team Epic. I was thinking more like an Azumanga Daioh Lucky Star thing where it's just like, the Digimon is there and they're just doing wacky shit. Yep. I'm not talking about random.
Yeah.
Hijinks.
Yeah. We don't want not necessarily crack anime, just slice of life stuff that becomes chaotic because of the Digimon, but it's not like random like Pop Team.
And then since it's the 25th anniversary of Digimon 02, what things do you want them to release over the next year for it?
Give me fucking Digimon Kaiser merchandise, you bastards.
Ooh, that's
it does feel like they would do his goggles.
They should, yeah.
All I have is the Otodama. That's it. That's all that exists. Please.
You know, when was the last time we got a new gem figure?
Too fucking long ago.
Have we gotten 02 gem figures besides Daisuke?
There's been a Daisuke, there's been a Ken.
There's been a Daisuke and a Ken.
There's been Imperial Dramon Dragon, there's been Pale Dramon.
Okay.
The Pale Dramon one looks psychotic still, honestly.
I think it'd be fun to have like a Takeru Hikari combined one. I think that'd be cool with their either Angemon, Angewomon, or Pegasmon, Nefertiti.
I'd say Pegasmon and Nefertiti just because it's so specific to O2.
Yeah,
that's what I'd want.
Yeah, doing like the golden noose and everything.
Yeah, do golden noose. Yeah.
See, Devin, I don't know if Big Ukumon's the level 6 / ultimate. What are their lower levels? There aren't any, is the real answer.
I like medium Ukumon, large Ukumon.
Yeah, yes, I like how they start. Yes, that's funny where they start giving the answer. Medium Ukumon, large Ukumon. Yeah, realistically, they're just going to be in there as fillers.
Kids meal Ukumon, venti Ukumon,
sample size Ukumon,
super size Ukumon. Let's see here. Every once in a while, I see some people mention how Digimon would be much more popular in the English world if the dub was uncut back then when it ran, and I'm not sure how that'd work, as I was always under the impression it was pretty popular when it ran. Nowadays really do underestimate just how popular it was when it ran, and two, they really have it in their head that, like, the show would have even been brought over if it had to be uncut.
No, they kind of hit it right in the right range that dubbed it's not as cut up as other shows were back then. Like, there were some real hatchet jobs.
I don't know what dub is pretty strong. I don't know what delusion you have to have if you're an anime fan back then to go, oh yeah, Digimon uncut would have done it. It would have never and I don't mean it wouldn't have aired on TV. It wouldn't have come out at all.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I liked watching the little tiny real media clips of Puppemon chasing TK around with a gun, I don't think that would have really
worked. And if you're a kid watching it, that those scenes don't add that much to the story. Like, there's not a whole lot of scenes that add like a ton of things that you like needed to have. Like, they did all right.
It's just funny because it's just this weird, I don't like,
And Stark's mentioning the extra jokes. I think 02 is better with the jokes, honestly. Like, not necessarily, like, the plot could have been a little more, like, the plot is more coherent in the Japanese version, I'll give them that, but like, I prefer that having the jokes when I'm watching 02.
I don't even think it's really that different, as much as people like to act like it's wildly, it really isn't. And remember, I had to watch both many times working on it. It's really not.
I felt a different vibe watching 02 especially. Like
there are different vibes. Gamers, I'm just saying, like, when people talk about, oh, it's a completely different show, blah, 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 not really.
Yeah, no. Tamers not as much, and Adventures dub is a little cringy at times. 02 is, I honestly prefer the script, the dialogue better in English.
Yeah, anyone who says like, oh, the brand wouldn't be, but like, there are plenty of countries that had uncut dubs, and most of the fandoms are small groups online that yell a lot.
I mean,
why do you think almost like anytime Digimon stuff's done and it leaves Japan, ignoring stuff like gacha games in China, why do you think so much is English forward? It's not an accident.
Yeah, like, when they dub the new stuff in, like, Kizuna and Beginning and Try, it's like they try to keep most of the conventions from the original dub.
And many of those have the same writers. They tracked, like, yeah. Like, here's the thing. As much as we complain about the dub scripting for the beginning, that's one of the main writers from O2, the dub, later on. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Toei does not have to track these people down. Let's see. Scrolling past a lot of that Ukumon talk.
Making Ukumon's higher forms is a good pastime.
And then,
Supersize me, Lily!
No, that's fucking horrifying, Dev. For a moment, that is horrifyingly close.
I am a menace and I regret nothing.
And then someone said, what streamers and VTubers we watch? We've talked about it before, but not lately.
I don't really watch streamers consistently. I've got a couple of people. There's a couple people I follow from, like, other, like, proper YouTube channels that posted, like, scripted or you know, edited content.
Yeah, generally
watch their streams, but
generally at this point, any streamers I'm watching, it's mostly the stuff on YouTube. Like, like almost every day I watch whatever Mario video. Pangea Panga puts up.
Sure. Sure.
Barbarous King. Although he's putting longer videos on YouTube lately. Grand Pooh Bear.
Mm-hmm.
As for VTubers, I don't really watch any. If I scroll past a YouTube short, I may watch them occasionally. I don't think I watch any that aren't like two or three specific people, though, because if the name of the clip matches some amusement, I will watch it.
I was at a planning meeting over the weekend for my convention, and our GR head was like, okay, we need to talk about VTubers, and I mean this as we need to, as in I don't understand them, but we're getting a lot of requests for them, so we need to at least broach the conversation, even though I don't get it, even though nobody in the room got them at all.
It's basically, it is what I gather, it's just watching a streamer, but also you just don't want to see a person.
You want a waifu. It's streaming with waifus.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the ones that I actually would watch clips of, and they all fall in that generic vein. I'm trying to think if I even know names outside of like two or three people. Because I don't watch that many. Gura?
Didn't she just graduate last week?
I don't know if she did or if she's going to. I'm not sure.
Or going to? I think there was an announcement last week.
Because the problem is...
A big subsection of my friend...
Because the problem is, once they announced it, people were acting like she was dead.
Right.
So it was one of those...
I don't feel like dealing with the fucking man.
Yeah, so it's one of those where I wasn't sure if she had graduated or if she was going to, because people were just like, dead, and then there was like that one basketball tweet.
From the responses I got, it's like they shot her in the head on camera.
Did you see that basketball tweet?
I don't think so.
Where it's a guy like going, "Who the fuck's Gura and why are people crying about this?" And then a quote, and then the guy quote tweets his own tweet. And everyone steps in. It was like, someone explained that for the VTuber community, she's like LeBron. I would have cried also, and I hope you guys are okay. And like, it was the same person after someone even explained it. But yeah, that was funny as hell. I'm trying to think what the names are outside of Gura.
I don't know, but we're like,
oh, Nimmy. Nimmy's the only other one I see clips of that I like recognize the character.
I don't remember which ones we were talking about potentially bringing in, but it was, you know, there was like, we were having a legitimate conversation from a convention standpoint about the logistics of bringing in a VTuber.
The main thing,
it's like, okay, which one of you lives nearby?
The main thing
it's not a question of living nearby. They can do everything remotely, which is actually one of the selling points.
The main thing I don't get personally is they all seem to have like fictional backstories that anytime I see clips, that doesn't matter. So like, the backstory is only there to like explain whatever, and it doesn't matter. And that's where I don't get it. Like the first time I saw a clip of Nimmy, it was like, she's a ghost and she eats nightmares and she runs some type of ghost hospital and she changes sizes. And then every other clip that I skim past is labeled as her playing Elden Ring or stuff, or people complaining she's playing Elden Ring. And I'm like, I don't know if this is like a plot or if like the plot just does not matter at all.
I think someone will actually play a character.
That's one of those things, like, they're playing a character, but they're kind of not. And that's where, like, they're, like, in chat, they're saying, like, it's like wrestler personas. But as far as I know, from when I watched wrestling a long time ago, the persona was a full character. And a lot of time, like, there's, like, now in chat, they're saying the same about, I can never say this person's name right, Calliope Mori.
Calliope?
Anytime I even get linked to a clip, I don't see the story element. They apparently do based on what they're saying in chat, but
talks about, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those things where, like,
the only one I take a look at occasionally is, I think, Rin Penrose, and that's just because random shorts pop up about them ranting about giant IKEA shark plushies, which is very relatable.
Look, the best option is just to watch Barb. Because he'll play stuff, he'll get angry, and every once in a while, he'll get so annoyed when he has to play a game, he'll show up in full costume. And clearly, he's doing full costume because his chat likes it, and he hates it. Like, one sec, I'm going to find a thumbnail.
Is that the one that you linked me where he got ran over by Princess Peach several times?
Yes, but that's not the thumbnail. Are you ready? He doesn't like Banjo.
I just saw the rainbow bright. Yeah. The one you put in there. That actually looks
now,
pretty
to be clear,
awesome.
Barb does not like Banjo-Kazooie, but he ends up playing it a few times a year because his chat likes to see him suffer. So he spent hundreds of dollars to do this just to annoy them. And I'm sending it to you guys and to chat.
Oh my God.
Oh, that's cursed.
And so he did that, and he literally, people were like, why do you get a custom-made Kazooie? You should have just gotten, like, a red parrot. He goes, no, you fuckers kept telling me to get a costume. I'm doing a proper costume.
Like, this is my job.
Yeah, no, and that's what he said. Like, you told me to put on a costume. Here's the fucking costume. You have to deal. And then I think after a couple hours, he, like, ripped off the Kazooie because he couldn't deal with it anymore.
I mean, I hope he expensed that.
I would assume he did. He said it was, like, $200.
Yeah, at the very least, I hope he can expense that.
Okay, last chance. Last chance for questions from chat. And last one sent in ahead of time was someone said, oh, this is a double one. We have very little point to know. What would you like to see from Digimon Beat Break just as a show to watch? I would like... Okay, so for this one, I have an easy answer. I would I would like it to actually be a short, focused show where they can decide what they're doing from beginning to end. Like 10 or 20 episodes.
That's pretty close to my answer. I just want there to be a goddamn story that they have from beginning to ending. Like,
give me some really good fucking music.
Well, we've had some of that in the last couple seasons.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, the music, like, that is an expectation, not...
Yeah.
It's non-negotiable.
Also,
for me.
Devin, I'm pretty sure that War Greymon expert question you've asked before. I'm pretty sure.
The answer is yes, we do want him to wear a lab coat.
But yeah, I think something like a 20 or in chat, they said 24. I would love it to be a very focused show.
I miss 26 episode of anime.
Yeah, they're all like 12 now.
They're all 12 or a million.
And people wonder why we won't watch One Piece. I watched 40 episodes a year ago and I went, okay, I'm done.
Right. I bailed on Naruto after 30.
Okay, and then...
I stuck through Naruto.
I remember when Naruto had that thing where it's like, what was it, like 2 years of filler? While they were waiting for the manga to get ahead?
I didn't even get that far.
And then some said, and how are we feeling about where we guessed that we'd see Time Stranger on the Switch? Do we still think so? Yes.
I thought that was already confirmed.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's not? Okay, it will be.
Yeah. No, like, remember when I said on Twitter and Bluetooth where I'm like, I think the game doesn't look great because they want to make sure it will be on the Switch too. And people are like, this game looks amazing. It's like, no, it fucking doesn't. It looks fine.
That said, it's like, I suppose I should wait for them to officially announce it before I actually consider getting a Switch 2.
Oh, I'm fucking getting a Switch 2.
I'm going to, but the question is when, and Time Stranger is sort of going to break a tie on deciding when I get one.
Did I say Bluetooth instead of Blue Sky? The chat says I did.
I don't know.
Blue something.
I don't know.
Looking at the game,
like Twitter and Blue Exorcist. Okay,
looking at the game, I just can't imagine that not being on the Switch too.
I ain't getting a PS5, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. Okay, and I think that is it for chat. AR, what can people find you doing nowadays?
Planning Anime Milwaukee. I got promoted, so I have a lot more involved for that.
That's good.
You.
Yeah. Dev, pick a Wikimon article and think carefully. We talked about a lot this episode.
Belfamon sleep mode.
Thank you.
That is an acceptable answer.
I feel like you pick that one every like once a year, but it's always a good choice.
It is.
Well,
it is
one,
a good
it's
choice.
A goat, and two, it is a sleepy bitch.
I just
sleepy
have
the goat bitch.
I just looked up without thinking about it to the chat to the. Our chat window, and it's Barb just dressed as Banjo-Kazooie than expected.
It's like sleepy,
fucking jump scared.
It's like, what's wrong with sleepy goat demon?
I pulled up a video about a week ago. It was like, oh, he did a week of Mario marathons. He started to put them on YouTube. I load up the first video and I go, what the fuck is he wearing? He was wearing a full Mario outfit with a fake go-kart that was like being blown up by a fan. Because he was playing nothing but Mario for a week. And he's like, you bastards, I'm only wearing costume one day today. I'm wearing this. And then finally, like after X hours, he took it off. And chat starts bothering, where's the costume? You said you're going to wear it all day. And he's like, fuck all of you. But yeah.
That reminds me of like I said, I was watching a Mother 3 retrospective. Like this guy who's been doing... retrospectives of all the Mother games, and each time he cosplays as that game's player character, and in Mother 3, so it's like it does Ness for Earthbound, whatever. And for Mother 3, there are four at times you control the player character is four different characters, so he dresses up as each of them, which is hilarious because the fourth one's just a monkey. He does not look happy to be having to dress as a monkey.
Oh god, I found the picture for you and chat of one of the thumbnails.
It's not as embarrassing as Kazooie.
It isn't, except when you realize he can't sit in his chair because of the costume, so he's sitting on the stool.
Oh god.
Yeah, because the thing actually blew up. He finally, I remember in the video I was watching, he finally had to take it off because the fan started stuttering, so it kept like melting around him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I tuned in to watch him the next day when he said he wasn't going to wear a costume. And he turns on the camera and he's wearing a Shy Guy mask and he tries wearing it the whole day. And he keeps sneezing and shit and getting upset about it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was just
horrible.
Oh, it was. It was also hilarious because he was getting so fucking mad about it.
I don't know. I don't think it could survive more than 10 minutes in a Shy Guy mask.
Oh, he wore it. Like, I don't know how long the video watched because it was edited. I think he was wearing it for like 4 hours, and I would not have done that. Okay. I think that is it. We can't talk about Barb any longer. We will catch you guys all in 2 weeks. AR won't. I don't expect to see AR in an episode for a while. They just kept lining up perfectly to have a reason for him to show up.
Till they come out with the Savers drink menu, I'm out.
Hey, that could be next year for all you know.
That's I seriously want one. I want to know.
There's a flaw with Savers though. Do they have Hawaiian Punch in Japan?
Oh no, from Masaru's just straight Red Bull.
We will catch you guys all next time. Thank you all for showing up. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.